The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Good afternoon, or good morning, depending on where you are, guys. This is James Barber coming to you on the Star Power Hour for this Thursday, June 6, 2013. I am still in South Korea. We are having a blast. I only have a few more weeks left before the show opens officially, and it's really exciting to be doing this with such a great group of people. And you know, it really is like a family. You know, no matter where you go, actors are actors, and you know, specifically theater people are theater people. You know, they like to hang out together. It's a tight knit group of people. You know, we work so closely together for so many, you know, weeks on end. And the difference with, say, television or film, I guess it may be different if you're in a series or, you know, a television series, because if it gets picked up and it runs, then, you know, you're working with those people every week, you know, whether that's a half hour, which don't really exist that much anymore, or an hour drama. Different on a movie, because the movie rehearses, it shoots, and then you're done. But like some television series, theater, you know, the goal is to have it run. So you're with a cast sometimes for years on end, you know, same people in and out. And then of course the other thing too is that it's a very small community. So you end up working with a lot of people in other shows. So somebody you may work with in one show, you know, for a couple of years or a year or 6 months, whatever it is, that show closes. And then within a year or two or three, you're working with them again in another show. So it's a lot of fun. The same thing holds true here, specifically because there are so many shows that are happening in such a small actor pool compared to what we have in New York. A lot of actors work together consistently and frequently because they're doing multiple shows at the same time. So this week, I'm going to do something special. I'm going to do something that cheered me up one bright day. It was a bright day, but I was really working hard and a lot of stuff going on in my life at the time. And I got a letter from a friend of mine named Sam, a female. And if you're listening, hi, Sam, how are you? And I was on the road with Michael York in Camelot. It was Michael York and Rachel York and I doing Camelot, and I can't remember exactly what city we were in, but I got this letter from Sam, and I opened it up, and you know, we were working really, really hard. I'm trying to remember what city we were in. Remember, it was a big theater, and we were in the basement of this theater, which is where the dressing rooms were. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I'll think of it maybe as we're going along. And I got this letter. It was sent, you know, to me at, you know, either at the theater or via the production company. And it was in a little manila envelope. And it said, when you get home to your hotel room this night, because we were touring, so I was living out of a hotel room in each city, put this on, and it's meditation music. It said, meditation music for James. Meditation music for James. So I was like, wow, you know, I think, what a really nice gesture. It's going to, you know, come home from a long day of work, long week of work, you know, stick it in my computer, relax, sit down, and just listen to this great meditation music. And it was exactly what I needed. Exactly what I needed. And I want to play for you the first song of that CD that I got, that I listened to. And they weren't labeled, because it was a CD of music, and you know, it was just a burned CD, and she had written on it, you know, meditation music or relaxation music for James. So I'm going to play one of the tracks from that CD that I listened to, and then I want to talk about it and you know, the wonderful impact that it had on my life at that time. And then I'm going to play some more tracks from that CD. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to play the track. So here's one of the tracks that I listened to from the relaxation music for James. So I encourage you to do as I did. Sit down, dim the lights a little, and prepare for some absolute contemplative relaxation. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Here it is. About you, but that actually made me laugh so hard when I put it on. Oh my God, I loved it. I was not expecting that. And truly, people, I was expecting this, you know, sort of new age meditation music, because I was like, so, you know, a lot going on in my life at the time, and I was like, you know, I just need to relax. I put that thing on and I didn't stop laughing for about an hour. I love when she goes, "Mood River off." That was the great Mrs. Miller. For those of you who don't know Mrs. Miller, that was Mrs. Miller. She came to light. Here's some history on Mrs. Miller. She was born in Joplin, Missouri, and grew up in Missouri and in Kansas, and she married a guy named John Richardson Miller and moved with him to Claremont, California. This is all off Wikipedia, guys. She actually studied voice and music and composition at Pomona College, and then she started doing singing, and she was called it a hobby. Believe it or not, a disc jockey named Gary Owens, it was KMPC, it was a disc jockey, and he later became the Laughing Announcer, put her on his radio program in 1916. Around that time, she also appeared on a limited run album of his comedy routines. She was later signed to Capitol Records. Yes, Capitol Records. I think it was in late 65. And then, you know, started to get a lot of airplay, believe it or not. And she went on to do all kinds of music and all kinds of CDs. This is, I believe it's called, the CD that this is on was called Mrs. Miller's Ultra Lounge, Wild, Cool, and Swingin'. swinging, not swinging, swinging. So I love her. I love her because she's open. She died in, I think she died in 1996, right? But I love the freedom that she has. And I got to tell you, you know, it lightened my day that day. And whenever I have a rough day or something's going on, I'll pop a song on of Mrs. Miller, and it just makes me smile and laugh. So if you don't mind, I want to make you smile and laugh this hour. So I'm going to play some more Mrs. Miller for the hour. And you guys can hear some of the great dulcet tones of her. Here's another one to close out our first segment. I hope you like it. Stay tuned right after for more Mrs. Miller. We'll be right back. Take a listen.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm living like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy your thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say, you're gonna give me everything. So why you have to come home? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I'll be okay. And I'm home. Everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight. Today's night, I've been working like a dog. Should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do will make me feel all right.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, isn't that just the most amazing thing you've heard? I mean, I just think it's remarkable. My favorite thing, by the way, welcome back to the Star Power Hour. This is James Barber on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel, brought to you by what, folks? What, folks? Fortalent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. Follow me on Twitter at TheJamesBarber. What I love about it is the fact that she kind of doesn't know the lyrics sometimes, but she just keeps going. It's like it was one take. They were like, Mrs. Miller, you have one take to do this. We can't go back and fix it. So, you know, what was the song? Hard Day's Night. It's been a hard day's night. I just think it's hilarious. And then her rhythm gets off. I love that she's just free like that. I hope you guys are enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. And here's the thing. I'm not making fun of her. I want to make this clear. I am enjoying her freedom. Her freedom and her unabashed courage to do this. And she's putting it out there. You know, many, many thousands of people have heard her sing. And, you know, I'm sure she got everything from, oh my God, who the hell is this, to, wow, that's a lot of fun. I look at it as, that's a lot of fun. I look at it taking a risk. You know, if we can take risks like that in life and make people happy, then, you know, we're on the right path. So I'm going to play another tune. I'm going to play another Mrs. Miller tune from, you know, the amazing CD that, you know, that she has, which I am absolutely loving. And again, I play it all the time. You know, the Ultra Lounge, Wild, Cool, and Swingin' Artist Collection. So here's one. This is actually one of my faves. It was the first one that I heard. It was, you know, I shouldn't say that. It's the one that I play the most. Because it's just a lot of fun. Make sure you listen for the special background instrumentals and the sound effects. There's actually one section, I'm not even going to mention it. I'll mention it after the song. For you Beatles aficionados, I'm sorry, but take a listen. You're going to love it. Of at first the water sound, the underwater bubble sounds, right? And then we had the pinging sonar. That's all cool. But my favorite part was when they left, it sounded like they left the mics on in like a cafeteria where guys were warming up. You hear that horn? That burp, burp, burp. It was like, what the heck was that? I love it in the middle of that tune. It's just there. That wasn't us. That wasn't on our end. That's actually on the recording of, you know, You heard a little bit of cafeteria noise in the background. I thought it was great. I just love it. I just love it. You know, would it happen in today's world? I doubt it. You know, and, you know, it wasn't like it was on purpose. You know, someone isn't going out to go, I'm going to make this album. It's going to be like this, meaning with all these interesting little tweaks and twerks. You know, it just happened. I love it. Yellow Submarine, as sung by the great Mrs. Miller. Hey, guys, this is James Barber, for those of you who may have just tuned in. On the Star Power Hour, Mrs. Miller certainly was a star of her time, and I'm glad to have brought her to you guys. Some of you probably already know who she is and have been listening to her, and those of you who didn't, you're going to get more of her. Hey, just a couple of things, real quick updates. So once I come back from South Korea, which will be late June, I'm prepping for a couple of things. So those guys on the West Coast, I'm doing a concert with the California Philharmonic in August. I think it's the first week of August. We'll be at Disney Hall. It's from what I remember on the bill, it's Rodgers and Hammerstein and Gershwin. So make sure you check that out, and there'll be another venue listed there. So check that out, calphil.org, and you can find it out. It is Rodgers and Hammerstein and Gershwin. And what are the dates of it? Maybe I can find. Oh, August 24th. No, it's not. What am I talking about? August 10th and 11th. And then we have the Festival on the Green as well. So check those out, calphil.org, and come and see me doing that with Maestro Victor Venner. And then I got a couple of concerts around the West Coast. I might have one overseas again. And then in August, I am back in New York to do what? Anna Nicole the Opera. Anna Nicole the Opera, New York City Opera at BAM, Brooklyn Academy of Music. So we're going to be there August and September. So take a look at that. It's going to prove, I think, to be a very interesting piece. Certainly had some, you know, major press when it debuted in London. And much like the Jerry Springer Opera, in fact, many of the people that were involved in that are involved in this. It's going to be interesting. I'm playing Daddy Hogan. I'm playing Anna's father, the younger years. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Sarah Joy Miller is playing Anna Nicole. Mary Testa is in it, as am I. It's a crossover between some musical theater folks, some theater folks, and some opera folks. Sarah is married to one of the stars of Il Divo, so you may get a little bit of that as well. And an amazing singer in her own right. She's a, you know, very accomplished opera singer. And for those of you who don't know her, you should. And she's also on Twitter, too. You can go to my Twitter feed and find her on there. Anyway, so, you know, those are some of the things that are coming up, just a few of them. Also, guys, don't forget BroadwayFit.com. This thing is really taking off. People are really changing their lives with this Slenderize program. It's really been beneficial, and I'm glad that that we're able to help so many people, you know, change their lives. You know, the question is always, how much do you want to lose? You know, if you're overweight, or if you're, you know, people say round, whatever the terminology is, you know, do you want to feel better about yourself? Do you want to get in better shape? Non-GMO foods, there's a lot of it. I mean, Japan even denied imports from the United States now because there's this wheat that wasn't disclosed by Monsanto. I'm going to be taken on by Monsanto now. Folks, go research it. Don't just eat the crap that's out there. Research and do some research on Monsanto and this GMO stuff. It's killing people. You know, I think it's having adverse effects on our food and our lives. You know, genetically modified stuff. We're going to inject chemicals into these animals and into these vegetables. And yeah, they're okay to eat. Check it out. They're not okay to eat. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's showing the other side. And even other countries are now refusing foods that we're creating because they're genetically modified. So if other countries are eating it, why is it okay for us to eat it? Anyway, off my little soapbox there, take a look at that. Go to the BroadwayFit.com. You know, it's homeopathic stuff, folks. It's really good for you, and it can really help change your lives. And we'll help. You know, you can email us at, starpowerhour@gmail.com, and we'll get you on here, and we can talk about that. We're going to have one whole segment dedicated to that. If you want to, we can start moving on it. I'm going to leave you with this segment again with one more tune from Mrs. Miller. I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned right after it. We'll be right back to talk about some more stuff and some more Mrs. Miller. Have a listen. Mm-hmm.
watch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. In your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. What's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, and Waddy knows you ain't got time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. All right, boots,
just keep right on walking.
Yes, yes, these boots were made for walking. What I loved about that was that she ran out of time a little bit. These boots were made for walking, that's just what I'll do. Oh my God, I love it. I don't know. I'm probably the only one laughing out there. Come on, people, smile, smile and laugh. I'm having so much fun with it. I love it. These boots are made for walking. You got to go back, for those of you youngins who don't know the original tune, you got to go back and listen to the original tune and then go listen to Mrs. Miller again. You know, go back and listen to the rebroadcast or go back on the website here on voiceamerica.com and take a listen. I just love it. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. You know, one of the cool things about being in Korea or traveling anywhere, really, outside of your native land, because this is an international radio show, for I'm sure you guys know that. I don't know, maybe you do, maybe you don't. You know, I have listeners from all over the world. There's, you know, Voice America is the largest internet talk radio station on the planet. And, you know, we have talk radio. It's just that I've been in Korea, so with the time frame, you know, I've said this before, that it's difficult to get my guests on because most of them are in the States or in Canada. I'm still going to try. It's just the schedule's so crazy with directing the show and putting it up. But, you know, it's only going to be for a couple more weeks, and then we're going to have some great guests back on. I'm going to try to have some guests on from here. I promised you guys I would do that, and I'm going to do my best to make that happen. But the cool thing about traveling and traveling all over the world is that, you know, I'm a foodie. You know, I eat really healthily, right? And, you know, I told you, you know, we've talked about this in the last segment, Monsanto, GMOs, the kind of food that, you know, that we want to eat. The cool thing about being here is that the food is just amazing. I don't know how many people have ever had Korean barbecue. Kimchi, all the great foods that are out there. I put some pictures on Twitter about some of the stuff we ate. And the big thing is like fried chicken. I don't eat a lot of fried chicken. I don't eat fried chicken at all, really. But fried chicken and beer here, and I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol. But it's a big thing. Everybody goes out and has fried chicken. It's like going to a pub. You don't go and, you know, go and have fried chicken as dinner, really. It's something you do after. I wouldn't encourage you to eat fried chicken, those of you guys who eat fried chicken, because it's not really healthy for you, especially in the States because of all the GMO and the chemically treated chickens and what is supposedly organic chicken, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I keep going in circles about this. Now, I don't keep going in circles. I keep going and going and going because it's such an important thing. I encourage you to look at it. But, you know, it's chopsticks and spoons. Rarely do you have a fork, you know. It's sitting on the floor at these great Korean barbecues and cooking up noodles and veggies and rice. It's just so much fun to eat in foreign lands from what I'm used to or what anybody else may be used to. Open yourself up. Try new stuff. You know, why not? Why not try it? You might like it. My buddy Scott Brody, if you're listening this week, brother, I used to torture him like crazy because he doesn't really eat the stuff that I eat. He doesn't really eat veggies. He doesn't really eat that kind of stuff. And, you know, we're both the same age. And, you know, I've known him since elementary school, and we were college roommates, and I used to force him like to eat a string bean. It was like that was my test. I love torturing him with that kind of stuff. Eat healthily so you can live. I love it. You know, I love traveling, and I'm doing it a lot these days. There are blessings and curses with that. I'm away from my family, which is tough, which is the hardest part. I just hate being away from my girls. And you know, we do the Skype thing, and you know, the advent of video chats are really, really wonderful, but it's not the same as being right there with the family. The other thing I got to do while I was here was the musical awards here in Korea. They have two big awards, you know, like the Tony Awards sort of things here. I was asked, because I was here, if I could come on and sing as a special guest, and I was honored to do so, and I opened the second act of the thing. It was televised live here last Monday. and just had a blast. Amazing performers. And, you know, Rebecca got nominated. Actually, Robert Johansson, our own Robert Johansson from New York, is the director, used to be the artistic director of Paper Mill Playhouse, won for two directors won. He won for Rebecca over here. And I'm hearing the music of Rebecca sing, you know, being sung in Korean. It's just kind of cool, you know. Huge success, people. The show is a huge success around the world. And just kind of silly, the whole thing. Who knows what's going to happen? Still hopeful that it'll make its way to the Great White Way. But it's great to see him. I saw him. Michael Lee from Broadway is starring in Superstar over here. He can speak Korean, so it's a good thing for him. I went and saw him do that. And just great to be around other amazing performers. Our show is getting a ton of press. A Tale of Two Cities over here. It's the second time it's been done. And just having a wonderful time and making some changes to it. You know, as I said before, Jill Santariello has, you know, given us the go-ahead to make some changes, because shows play differently in different countries. We've talked about that before. I've talked about it before. There's different cultural references, translations, things like that. So that being said, you can, you know, it's BOM_Korea on Twitter, BOM_BOY_MARY_Korea. And you can follow the tweets. They're all in Korean, but I will retweet them. And you can just go to Google, you know, Google Translate. If you highlight, copy the Korean and put it in Google Translate, you'll get a general idea of what it is. It's not the best translation, but you'll get a general idea. I'm going to leave you again with a song to end out the third segment. We'll be right back with some more. But I love this one. She also has another talent, which you'll hear in the middle of this song. I hope you enjoy it. Take a listen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I missed you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Kept a murmur when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Strangers in the night, two lovely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the
I can't get it.
Sure you can.
I just cannot get it.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals, log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Star Power Hour. This is James Barber on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel, brought to you by 4Talent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. You know what I loved about the end of that last segment? And I wanted to leave you with that song because of what she said at the end. And if those of you guys didn't listen to the end, go back and take a listen. She kept saying, you know, I just can't get it. I can't get it. And her musical director said, sure you can. She goes, no, I just can't. And you know what's interesting about it is that we sit here, it reminds us that we're all human, right? She's taking these risks, and you know, I'm sure she's aware that, you know, people laughed at her and do laugh at her. And I think people do laugh at her. I laugh with her. I enjoy what she's done. It wasn't what I expected at first, but as I listen to it and listen to it and listen to it, it just makes me happy, right? So even in that, she's trying to reach to something greater. She's trying to make it better, you know? We're always striving to make life better, to do something good. And is it for ourselves? Yeah. What was this? Somebody said about Mother Teresa, you know, she was, you know, a saint. She did all these wonderful things. And I can't remember who said it, but the question was, well, do you think she would do those things or have done those things in her life if it didn't make her feel good? You know, people continue to do things for good because it makes them feel good. You know, I don't do things continually if they don't make me happy or if they don't make me feel good. Go ahead, take that 2x4 and keep hitting yourself in the head with it. Well, why do I do that? It doesn't feel good. So I think sometimes we get stuck in those cycles, right? We get stuck in those cycles of not being able to break out of something that is not a survival. It's not a survival thing. It's not a positive thing. And by survival, I mean, I don't mean survival like scraping and you know, clawing to get by. I mean survival, like I'm thriving. I'm surviving on a high level. Survival isn't, to me, just getting by. You know, we had Grant Cardone on, right? I want you guys to go back and listen to that again, that Grant Cardone interview. It's about abundance and having things in abundance. And I don't mean, you know, I'm a billionaire, so I have things, you know, blah, blah, blah. Abundance meaning like overzealousness or too much. But we can have abundance in our life. We can have abundance of joy, an abundance of happiness, an abundance of love. And we can stop the cycle of action that is negative in our lives. And by doing so, we can therefore affect other people's lives by the things that we're doing for ourselves that make us feel good in a good and positive way, then radiate out to other people. You know, I've been around some pretty big celebrities and some pretty big politicians and some pretty amazing people who are not politicians or celebrities or, you know, artists or business people or religious leaders. They're the average Joe. And that's how I think of myself. I'm an average Joe. And I even, you know, some of the people that I know that are these big, big people that are really successful, think of themselves. I'm just an average Joe or an average, you know, Jane. And it just so happens that the way they look at life permeates other people. permeates other people. There's one person in particular who has touched my life, and amazing woman. I'm not going to name her, but she, you know, when my mother passed away in 2005, it was pretty tough, you know. And I got back to California, and maybe I've talked about this before. I can't remember, but this person left a letter for me that said, you know, basically, sorry for your loss, and you'll always be a part of our family, basically, is what it said. And that woman, I don't know if she ever listens to the show, maybe she does, that woman's energy, her life, touches so many people. So positive, so uplifting, so joyful. And I keep that memory with me all the time. All the time. And I see her every now and then. And it's the unbelievable spiritual individual, meaning spirit being, right? Her being just permeates joy and love. And that to me, if I could live like that every day and change people's lives, wow, would I be in heaven, you know, heaven on earth, right? Whatever your religious beliefs are, I'm using it as a metaphor. Anyway, just one example of how one person's little action, one simple action of writing a little letter, a note, you know, has changed my life forever. And I will always be grateful for that. So thank you if you're listening. I think you might know who you are if you ever listen to my show. It'd be awesome if you did. I love you to death. I love you, love you, love you. Anyway, that being said, you know, when Mrs. Miller said that little thing at the end of her song, it reminds us, you know, we're trying to be better. We're trying to better ourselves. So I encourage you guys to look at yourselves. I talk about this a lot. What can you do today to make somebody's life better? What can you do tomorrow? One little thing to wake up and make somebody's life better. And by doing so, I bet you'll feel better. And try that again and again and again and again. And gosh, that would be a really cool place to live in. I'm going to leave you with one last song. It reminds me of New York. It's a lot of fun, and I'll come right back after it to do our tag out. This is Mrs. Miller singing Downtown. Take a listen.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. You've got worries and all the noise and the hurry seem to help. The traffic in the city, linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place, I'm sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Great when you're downtown.
Well, that was a great Mrs. Miller singing Downtown. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this week. We'll be back next week with more Star Power Hour. This is James Barber signing off. Log on, tune in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.